Blog Talk Radio.
Host Merle Exit. Well, it's a sunny day. It's nice outside. Oh, well, you know, we don't get this, not getting these things too often, except maybe when I was in Reading, Pennsylvania. And what are we going to do? It's going to be talking about this fabulous place I stayed at called Landhaven Bed and Breakfast, located in the town of Bartow, which is outside of Reading. But stop your talking here, because I have to go on the air. All right, I'll do the commercial later, but so, wow. You ruined my time, you hens here. So we open up the line now. We got Donna and Ed on the phone.
Hello, how are you?
I guess I got Donna on the phone.
You have, yes. How's everything?
Oh, fine. I guess all of the rubber chickens had a talk. You know, they're all.
Oh my goodness!
Because there's now 1, 2, 4. Now there's like 6 of them. It's just okay.
And they have a story to tell. So.
Oh, you're not kidding. So, and you do too, as well. That is some great place. It really is. It was.
Thank you.
It was.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's. I like that it's a little out of the way kind of thing, so it's relaxing,
mm-hmm.
You know. And I also like that, but it's not like that. There's also like totally nothing to do because you know you get there on a weekend and you got some entertainment too.
We do, and we're really not that far from very many things. It just seems like it because when you look out our windows, you see these lovely cornfields and the giant pumpkins are starting to show up on the hill, and you see these beautiful trees and this peaceful little country church. But anything you want is about 20, 30 minutes away.
Yeah, that's what's great about it. So tell me about, how long have you been... when did you get the B&B?
We bought the building in 1997, and it took us 2 years to move out here from Illinois. And then we started renovating and adding the 5 rooms for the bed and breakfast in what was the general store owner's living quarters. And that took us about a year and a couple of months. And so we actually opened for bed and breakfast business in 2000. So it's been 16 very wonderful, fulfilling years.
Yeah. And what I'm curious, what made you decide to do a B&B? Is this the first time?
This was our first time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We actually, my husband's job had changed, and it was no longer satisfying. And our last child, our third child, was getting out of college in the spring. And I said, you know, we should look around for something different to do because I don't think that job's going to be good for 10 more years. And he said, well, he didn't know what else he could do. And we were out here in Pennsylvania visiting a brother, and the brother actually pointed us to this building, and we said, whoa, it already has plumbing and electricity. Why don't we do this?
Yeah.
Of course, the electricity was knob and tube, and the plumbing wasn't nearly big enough for the spa bathrooms that we put in, but it was pretty derelict, had been neglected for maybe 75 years, and had ceased being a general store in 1986. So it had another business in here for 5 or 6 years, and then it needed us. It was calling out to us to come and help, so we did.
I'm curious, like, did you wind up recouping the amount that you put in at least? Or you're still waiting?
We're still waiting, right? Yes, we do. At first we figured out how we could put 8 rooms in, but the zoning didn't allow for that. So we ended up putting 5 rooms in, and that's when we decided we'd go more spa-like for the bathrooms. And so we have the ambience of the building, which was built in 1871, in the room, and then the bathroom has all brand new fancy plumbing. So that was our plan to give you a nice little surprise when you came to Peaceful Little Huff's Church.
Oh, okay. So there's there's the one that's on the first floor,
yes,
which is the accessible one, and the 4 that's on the second floor.
Yes, yes.
But you don't really count the other one, do you? Because it's your quarters.
Well, we have our quarters in on the 3rd floor. So we took what was the attic with 14-foot ceilings, and when you looked up, you looked at the underside of the tile roof. The tile roof. And so we said, oh, well, you got to use this room for something. So we made our loft apartment up there.
Oh, that's great.
It is great.
And when you started doing this, I mean, there was a realization of, well, you know, we can't leave. Can't go away, you know, anytime I want, or, you know, things like that.
Well, we looked at the building and we said, now what could we do here? So we decided we had to have a little money, little income aside from, and it was perfect for a bed and breakfast. So we're going to do a bed and breakfast. Then in the middle store, we were going to do a cafe, coffee shop. And in the big store, which we call the new store, built, added on in 1910, we thought we'd have an antique shop there. So we were both from big families, so we know all about what it's like having people at your house all the time. And except, as we like to say, you know, the only thing with relatives is they don't pay you and they don't leave after breakfast. So that was an adjustment. So in that sense, this might have been a little easier. But the big store, we did have the antique shop. And then about 5 years later, we started doing music there. We never really got the cafe coffee shop off the ground because there was a little bit of question when we first started with the zoning people, and we said, oh, let's just take it off the list and we'll come back to that later. But what we came back to instead was doing music, and we had some local musicians in here and then found that the sound is amazing in that big store. And so then we started doing a little bit more, and this lady walked in and she said, wow, what are you doing here? Can we help? And it turned out she was a retired booking agent for some really big acts. And so she really helped put us on the map, and then she did help us with booking for several years, really. Her name was Harriet Kyriakos. And so she passed away a couple years ago, and we miss her sorely. But she really got us boosted up to a new level of recognition within the musical community. And so we get Grammy winners, and we get international acts, we get different people constantly letting us know they'd love to play at Landhaven. So we love that.
So it's not just like local acts that you're getting?
No, no, no. It, you know, some too, but if we get the bigger names, that also helps us encourage people to spend the night, come for the concert, have their wine, and then just go right upstairs. So that makes it really good.
Huh. That's great. I guess I'll have to come back there when there's a non-local band, when there's, you know, Grammy-winning kind of people.
Right.
To see.
Well, you would love it. You would love it. We just had one here recently. His name was Bill Kirchen, and he's the guy who wrote that Hot Rod, what is it? Hot Rod Lincoln. I started to say Hot Rod Cadillac. But, you know, he was with Commander Cody, and, oh, my God, he's just phenomenal. He's an unbelievable guitar player. Plus, that's a very long song, and it's very recognizable. And so we had a really nice crowd celebrating that with him here a couple weeks ago.
Now, I also wanted to ask you, because I didn't really get a chance to spend time, that middle room, what is I was just writing it up as being like the social room. I mean, I didn't know what to write.
Well, you know, that was the original general store in 1871. And so what we took out a staircase at the back end of that room, and that made us possible to have a back entrance in off the decks. And so we use that for, it's a social area. We call it the common area. Sometimes our guests will sit there and watch TV on the big flat screen. But that's the room that people come into the concerts through that room. And then they get their ticket, and then they go off to the left into the big store for the concert
itself.
Okay,
because I didn't spend any time in that room. And I, you know, when I was writing, I'm going, oh, I don't know, I call it the social room. I don't know what it really was. It looked like
that's a good name.
Sort of, yeah.
Well, that is a really good name for it, because what happens at least once a month is that we'll hear people here for the concert, and they'll say, Mary, oh my goodness, I haven't seen you since high school. And so we'll have these reconnections, and they sit in that little room and socialize during when the concert's going on. So it is a good social room.
Were there, at the other end, I guess at the end that's closest to the front is where the TV is? Is that the...
Yes, yeah. Well, closer to the back, to the back.
Oh, to the back.
And, you know, there
okay.
were people gathered there after the concert.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's where the TV is, and the big comfy chairs.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the, like, okay, so it's a... This is a BYOB.
Yes.
Okay, so people. Okay. That's so people tend to bring beer and wine to the.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They sure do. And we provide real wine glasses, so they can have it out of a glass wine glass, not a little plastic cup.
Mm-hmm.
And then they enjoy their wine or their beer, and if they are staying here, they just go on upstairs.
Oh, okay. Do you sell anything to Nosh?
Well, we offer some free refreshments because we started doing that because we wanted to convey the sense of hospitality that we like to convey to our guests and let them know that's what we're doing. So we usually have brownies and popcorn, which have netted out as being the all-time favorite. I make popcorn in the old-fashioned way in a pan with a little oil, and then I put real butter on it, and so it's like, oh, this is popcorn.
Isn't that great? And, you know, I always have a bag of popcorn in the refrigerator, and anytime I want popcorn, that's how I make it.
Good. Oh,
you know,
good.
It's like, well, I don't want, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, exactly. No wonder we got along so well.
Yeah, or stuff from a bag, either one.
I agree.
Something that you like put in the microwave or, God, I don't.
Well, exactly.
You know,
and I started out thinking, well, I'll do something different every time. And then people say, oh, no popcorn tonight. So I thought, oh, I think I'll just do popcorn all the time. So that's what's worked out.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Matter of fact, one of the places is a farm, Ronniebrook Farms, that has, I don't know if I commented about this farm that sells milk that's not homogenized, you know, the milk, the cream is at the top, kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they also have they have butter that's a cinnamon butter, and it's got cinnamon and a little bit of sugar and salt in it.
Ooh.
And then you melt that and drizzle it all over the popcorn, and it's, yes. Or,
oh, my golly.
Or, wait a minute, I had to tell you. Well, I found a place, Philadelphia Pretzel Factory.
Oh.
It must be a franchise.
Yeah.
And I prefer soft pretzels.
Uh-huh.
And so we had to stop at the place before we went home.
Good for
they
you.
They sell them, are you ready, 15 for $5.
Oh, my goodness. Now, where were they? Where was that? On your way home from here? Oh, no, you went elsewhere.
No, the from Reading. There were two within, like, but they're both about 15, 20 minutes away from where we left.
Okay, well, I'm writing that down.
So, yeah, right there, Philadelphia Pretzel Factory, because there seems to be other pretzel factories, but they do the hard pretzels. I'm not a hard pretzel person. I like to, you know, I like to be able to take the God knows what I've been doing with these pretzels. Let's cut it in half. You know, they're more flat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so you can cut them in half and then stick some cheese in the middle of it and make real cheese.
Oh, my God, sounds heavenly.
Anyway, so to get back.
Well, if you call tomorrow and I'm not here, you'll know where I am.
Yeah. Anyway, so let's kind of get back to this. I got it. Where'd you get those pillows? Where do you get the pillows? Where?
You know, kind of all over the place. I thank you so much for mentioning that in your review. That was so nice. Yeah, you know, and it's one of those things that's a little tricky to figure out, because some people say, oh, I like a really hard, firm pillow, and other ones say, oh, I like the pillows were too soft, so it's a little tricky to find the ones that, we try to have the variety so, you know, we can hit the right mark, but, so that's been kind of fun to look for that, so I'm glad we hit it right with you.
Oh, you're not kidding. What are those, were they feather pillows? Are they feather pillows?
Well, we have some down. We use the down because, you know, feather pillows, what we found is if you buy feather rather than down, every so often you get those sharp little ends of the feather that poke at you. You don't want that. So we get the down, or we get the – we've had one or two guests over the time that were allergic
to allergen,
feathers
and
down. So, yeah, so we have a couple of hypoallergenic, I guess they call it, too. We
either
had one
that or
foot,
they – either that or they said to you, I don't know why, but it's like reason in the middle of the night I felt like I needed to get up and have some duck.
Well, we had one funny time where this guy was coming who he was visiting his sister who was in our, you know, within our vicinity. And so he called, the sister came over to book the room for him, and she said, and he's very allergic to feathers, so, you know, he can't have any down, nothing at all. He said, okay, we'll totally clear the room, gave it an extra cleaning, got all the hypoallergenic blankets and pillows and everything in there, you know. So he showed up, and we said, okay, and everything's all set. He said, well, what do you mean? We said, well, because you're allergic to feathers. He said, well, it's not really that I'm allergic to feathers. It's just that I don't like to be around a lot of cats like my sister has. So he totally made that up, told her he was allergic to feathers so she wouldn't expect him to stay at her house. So he got kind of busted, I think.
That's very funny.
Yeah, it was. It was funny, yeah.
Oh, look at that. I just clicked an email that says, it has my update on my review of Landhaven.
Oh, good. Well, good. We're in sync.
Yeah. better be in sync than in the toilet, huh?
That's for sure.
Yeah. all right. So do you have entertainment every Friday and Saturday night? You try to do that.
You know, we do it once a week from January to mid May. And then we take the summer off because there are a lot of festivals and free concerts around. And then we start again in September, a week or two after Labor Day, and then we go up until Thanksgiving time. So it's about 30-some concerts. And we usually just do one a week. And we prefer Saturday nights, but occasionally we'll say yes to someone coming through that we feel our audience would like to hear. So we might do a Friday night, or we've even done some during the week. We had one gentleman who was Elton John's guitar player for about 8 years, and then he would come with his quintet, and he played that brand of music called Gypsy Jazz. His name is John Jorgensen. And so John would draw a crowd no matter what day of the week we had him. So there were a couple times when he was on his way somewhere else, and so we'd do a Monday night or a Thursday night or whatever he needed, we could accommodate, and we got a lot of good. He's just a phenomenal musician and so entertaining. And he actually, even though he played a lot larger rooms than ours, he really liked the close atmosphere in our room, and our audience come to hear the music. So there's not a lot of talking usually, and so they're very responsive to the musicians. It's kind of a magical thing, and John always really loved that. But he brought his whole quintet. We had a really great time with them.
Yeah, I did. I noticed that when I was watching Frog Holler, that people were, well, they weren't talking. Some were singing along, some were dancing.
Really? Yeah, that's a very interactive crowd. That audience loves that band. That band comes every single fall, and they always fill the place, and they just have really dedicated fans, and they do. They know the songs. In fact, I said, gee, the downside of that is he doesn't sell too many CDs because everybody's got them, you know. They've already got three or four of them.
So,
that was a really fun night.
Oh, yeah. If you say, like, percentage-wise, how many, like, people come because you're known for having entertainment, and they want to just come to some entertainment versus they're following whoever it is that's entertaining?
Well, that's a good question. You know, one thing that was a little bit of a surprise to me as we got into this more was the dedication of some of this fan base. And we had one woman came from Illinois to hear a band here and spend the night, you know, and a couple up from Virginia. And so you've got people, definitely have people that follow the bands and follow the singers. And when they see it's a bed and breakfast, they say, oh, wow, this is great, you know. And then we have a fair amount of our audience that has gotten to know that we really have excellent musicians. You know, we concentrate on singer-songwriters and good musicianship, you know, and so many of our groups are classically trained even, you know. And so people have come to understand that even if they may not know this band or know this group, that it'll be good music and, you know, really excellent musicianship. So we do have a fair amount of that too, you know. So I'd say if they come specifically for the music, it's often because to stay, it's often because they know the band and are following them. But we have, you know, people that live around in the area, and they say, oh, let's see who Landhaven has on. Oh, gee, I never heard of this group before. Well, let's go anyway. I'm sure they're going to be good. So, then they develop a following. So that's been kind of fun over the years to see that happen too, you know, get a bigger and bigger group each time the bands come back. We have one group coming up now who the young man was a violin player with John Jorgensen. The first time they played here, Jason was still in college up in the Boston area. And so they had to leave real early the next day because Jason had a test, you know. So now all these years later, Jason has his own band, and they are just phenomenal. We're going to have them here the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Just really, really good. And we've got a group of people, and I say, now when's Jason's group coming back again, and asking for them. And so definitely planning to come. So that's all good.
Are you doing anything special for Halloween?
You know, the truth is we usually avoid concerts on Halloween because people we found over the years would rather go to a Halloween party than come to a concert on Halloween.
Okay.
It's just a fact of life, you know. So the first couple of times we said, oh, well, we'll have, not everybody will be going to a party. Well, pretty much everybody goes to a party. So we don't usually, you know, plan anything on that, so... Seems to work out better that way.
And how about in the Thanksgiving? Do you do, I don't mean necessarily a concert. I mean, you know, some special, you know, to reap in the rewards of holidays happening.
Right. Well, you know what? We're in an area where people do come back to visit their relatives or their old family homes. And, you know, many of them are smaller buildings, and so there's not really room for a lot of guests. So we do get a lot of family groups that come, you know, for the holidays. And sometimes we do breakfast. Sometimes we have extra people for breakfast. But very often they just go to the, you know, their mother's house or their aunt's house and help make the meal for the day, too. So it's, you know, nobody's too interested in hanging around at Landhaven, especially because they're here to visit their own relatives, you know. So,
oh, yeah, so it's kind of like the whoever it is says, yeah, you can come, but we can't put you up. But
right.
If we can suggest a place for you to stay at, that's lovely.
That's, that's right. Or in one couple's case, they said, okay, let's see, Mom, how do we tell Mom we don't want to sleep on the couch anymore? So we have one couple that's been coming for probably 10 years now, and they come down, and, you know, the first year or two, they would stay at Mom's house one or two nights and maybe spend the third night with us, and now it's pretty much all here, you know, so... So that's the way it works, too. So, or we have some, you know, some a few more, as the family gets bigger, the secondary family, the kids and grandkids gets a little bigger, then it gets tighter and tighter. So, but we definitely have some regulars. In fact, I think we're already booked for Christmas Eve because we have people who booked the room last year when they came. They said, you know, I think for sure we're going to do this. I usually stay over at my brother's, but I think I'll stay here this time. So definitely have some of that going on. And we live here, too, so we're open all around. So.
Oh, yeah. Now let's get to the food, breakfast.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you always go, you do all the cooking?
I do. I do all the cooking with it. I had a test kitchen for like 30 years, an independent test kitchen, where I did all kinds of recipe development and some of the initial microwave prototype work and any crazy little food project. One time I did microwave directions for the whole line of Weight Watchers foods. They had these little meals, and so we ran through all that. It was, you know, sort of the hot thing to have microwave directions, and some of their products really weren't designed to do well in the microwave. So that was kind of exciting because we redid some things, you know. So all kinds of crazy projects. I did a couple cake books for Duncan Hines, and then, you know, we developed all the recipes, and then they were, you know, we sent them down to their test kitchen, and they ran through and made sure everything was copacetic. And some different things. You know, we were talking about popcorn earlier. I had one project where I did a bunch of savory seasonings for popcorn. It was like their 50th anniversary or something. And I remember I was supposed to have the concepts turned in, and I just was, like, not coming up with anything, you know. And finally says, for God's sakes, you got to come up with something. Tomorrow's the due day, you know. And I looked at an ad that came through from Bon Appetit magazine, and in it they were talking about, you know, mustard mint sauce. And I said, oh, well, maybe we could do some of those, because I had some sweet filling, sweet, you know, like a caramel apple kind of or a caramel popcorn kind of a thing. So
right.
I did a bunch of those, and we actually did a mustard mint, and I found that if you put a little sugar in with this melted butter, like you were talking about, that it helps it stick to it, you know. So we had some really fun flavorings, and they really liked that idea, so they went did some of those. That's probably been 20 years now, though. So that was kind of fun, and, you know, it's like whenever anybody would call me, if the more weird it sounded, the more I liked it.
Do you have any, like, in terms of breakfast, do you have some special, like, some favorite things you'd like to make?
Yes, I do. And a couple things are really popular. One of them is, we call them oatmeal pancake sundaes. And so I make an oatmeal and yogurt pancake. So it kind of stays with you a little bit more than regular ones. And then we serve it with various toppings, like, you know, crisply cooked bacon, chopped nuts, and berries or fruit, and vanilla yogurt, sometimes sweet and sour cream, you know, sometimes whipped cream. So then and then syrup, and so they can put on what they want. Sometimes I make a fruit sauce. So that seems to be pretty popular, and people say, oh, my golly, I never thought of yogurt on pancakes. So that one's been a fun thing. And then kind of forget what I made when you were here now. Blintz bake.
Deconstructed Blintz.
Yes, it was. So that's been really popular, too, because most people have never had anything like that, you know. So that's kind of fun. And then I do stratas every so often, too, or, you know, baked eggs. I do individual baked eggs every so often, too, where you put some little vegetables in a custard cup and break an egg into it with a little cream in the bottom. So those are all real popular.
Oh. Do you tend to, like, make things that, like, a basic thing, and then people get to put toppings on? Is that the
We do that a fair amount. I usually try to talk to everybody as they come in and ask them if they are allergic to anything or if they don't like anything. So you try to get, you kind of get a feel for what it is. We had one couple checked in. I hadn't really discussed anything with them. And the next morning I had some different colored peppers. So I was sauteing the peppers. I was going to make peppers and eggs and a little cheese in them. And I often put cream cheese in my scrambled eggs. And
you do that
so then,
too? People
you
think
do
I'm
too?
Crazy. Yes,
oh
I
God.
Do that. And so when I was starting to do that, people will look and say, what are you doing? I say, put cream cheese in the egg. It makes them fluffy.
Doesn't it? Well, people love those, yes. Well, this guy was going down for his coffee, and I said, oh, I forgot to ask you last night. I was just going to make peppers and eggs and everything. He said, pardon me? I said, I said to myself, he's clearly someone who doesn't want green things in his eggs. So I kept everything separate for breakfast that morning.
Okay.
And so you could put the peppers in if you wanted.
Okay.
So I pretty much operate on the premise that you shouldn't come to a bed and breakfast and have to eat something you don't like. So
yeah.
We try to accommodate.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's, have you ever, gone through, I have no idea, or, oh, God, I can't get up early enough in the morning to make...
Well, it's just, it is something I really just love to do, and so I usually can find something that I like to do. I change it around a lot more for my sake than for anybody else's, but, I make, we also invested in really good beds for our bed and breakfast, so... Then we found out that we have to make something that smells good in the morning so people will get up and come on down.
Yeah.
So, bacon. Bacon will do that, but also muffins or fresh baked. I do scones a lot of times, so people like those too.
Yeah. The funny thing is when I was young, rather than my mother waking me up, there were two smells. One of them was, she must be awake. I could smell the cigarettes. Well, the second one, she must be in the kitchen because I smell coffee. And I didn't drink coffee. She drank coffee.
Oh, that's so funny, isn't it?
Yeah. Of course,
well,
now one I like the
that.
Smell of and one I don't,
That's right. Well, sure. We didn't really plan it this way, but it turns out the smell goes from our kitchen just right up the stairs, too. People tell us that all the time. Say,
that's the way to do
so
it.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah, as opposed to that place that makes those buns. What's that big company that makes the buns?
Oh, the Cinnabon?
Cinnabuns.
Yes.
Well, to tell you how... I don't know what they're doing in terms of the smell. They must have fans going. But
I've heard that.
I know, when I'm at an airport, and I just be in the airport and I go, there's a Cinnabon located somewhere. And it was so funny because I had taken a plane where we had to get off, not at the thing itself. You had to go down the steps. They attach the steps to go down.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm not even indoors. I'm outdoors there. I get off the plane. I step down. I'm going, there's a Cinnabon in there.
Well, it's such a great smell, first of all. But I do think, too, they've got that extra piping somewhere, a little fans blowing. So
I think so.
Pretty smart marketing.
Yeah. Even the cinnamon butter on a pretzel is.
Yeah. Oh yes.
Oh God. Anyway.
That's good.
I guess I'm gonna have to have another pretzel after I get done.
Yeah, and I might not wait till tomorrow to go look for that place.
I was very surprised because one of the things I don't care about with the soft pretzels is because they're so large and thick.
Yeah.
But the way they're creating them, they're thin and flat. They're flat. Yes. So because they're flat, you could take a knife and slit them across and make a sandwich.
That's really great. Well, I'm going to look for that.
So I'm coming up with all ideas for sandwiches to do.
You sure are. You sure are. We might have to incorporate that into our repertoire.
Well, that's, I mean, considering the price, you know, you can't go wrong.
Exactly.
And especially because they break very easily, so you have it in pieces and, you know, dip it in something, whatever.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that kind of is a snack kind of thing. And not a, okay, anyway, let's get to something else before the drool comes, you know, down my side of my mouth, you know. What are you, how do you see that your place in the future? I mean...
Well, you know, one of these days, Ed and I will decide that we want to have our next adventure. This has been a really great adventure. Our life before we moved here was a pretty good adventure, so we'll get that going,
What were you guys doing prior, by the way?
Well, Ed was actually a videotape editor. He started with film editing for ABC and NBC News, and then he went into the videotape when they got to that, and then... He traveled with the network, and he covered all major news stories anywhere across the country. You never knew where he was going to be. You know, I'd be heading home from my office, and I'd say to the kids, well, is your dad home yet? Oh, no, he's on his way to Detroit. You know, so that was kind of our life, and he really loved it. It was very exciting. And then they cut the network position down, and it was the beginning of the changing of the news business, you know, where they were doing – you know, instead of sending out the producer, the editor, the writer, the director, and, they started getting closer to having, as they do now, one guy does everything, cameraman, editing, the whole works. And so they cut his network position and then started those early morning news shows. So he was now working on going to work at 3 in the morning at... And that was the beginning where we said, well, we got the last one coming out of college. I don't know if you want to do this for very long. So, and I had a test kitchen and, my own company. I figured that was portable enough. So I didn't really think when I mentioned that we could try something different, I didn't really think we'd be moving because I only ever lived in Illinois. And that's where all my clients were and all my freelancers that I would hire. But, this has turned out to be a really wonderful move for us. You know, it's not that easy in the very beginning doing all the work. Ed did most of about 85% of the build-out and all the work. We did have some help with plumbing, electricity, and we got to the tiling for the bathrooms, and I said, you know, let's get some professional help so we could still be married at the end of this project.
Yeah.
So we did that, so that was a good move. So, you know, but then once you got all that done, it's like, okay, well, now we work this hard. Let's enjoy it. So we really have enjoyed it. We have breakfast that lasts for like 3 hours sometimes, you know, as you get to hear everybody's story. So
it's been really great.
So, right.
Okay, so, and it's www.landhavenbnb.
The letter B.
B and B.
Right.
Yeah.
.com. Thank you.
The
yes.
word and, yes.
Yes. Yes, right.
Yes. Okay.
That's right. So you can go on there and see our rooms and see all about it and come and visit us. And you're coming back, I hope.
Oh, yeah. I have to come back because there are things I didn't get to see.
Good.
There's a lot
around here. You know, this is an area that you still have the people who originally settled the area. And then you have all these new people, you know, very creative, artistic people moved in here. It's just a really mother load of talent up in these there hills.
Yeah. Well, say hello to Ed for me. I heard him
in the background. And give the chickens a good bok-bok for me.
Oh, yes, I certainly will. They just put their little daughters to sleep just now.
Oh,
just,
good.
Yeah.
That's
each
all
of them.
Okay. Great to talk to you.
When you get a chance, did you see the chickens blog yet?
I haven't gone onto it yet. I've got that on my list to do here soon.
Okay.
Because
you'll
been
get a
kind
kick out of that.
You'll
enjoy that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for calling in and being my guest. And it was such a wonderful stay.
Thank you so much. We really enjoyed having you here.
All right, you take care, and I forgot to put up the music of the guys. I'll do that on my next show.
Okay, good. Oh, good. Yeah. That'll be great.
Okay. Have a
Thanks
good evening.
Thanks a lot, Merle. Okay,
yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yes, Landhaven. Yes, you have to go to Landhaven. And I think I got time. Let's see. Do I have time? Yes, I got time for one commercial. There we go.
Hey, Martha. Why do you smile? I was just thinking. I'm here at Ronnie Brook Farms eating delicious grass, not being injected with some synthetic hormones. I just gave birth to another cutie calf and don't even have to deal with any bull. I hear you, Mar. You know what they call cows that can't give milk? No, what, Sal? Utter failure. So, where is our big daddy Ronnie? Probably somewhere exercising, doing yogurt. At Ronnie Brook Farms, you'll find the best of dairy products. Our milks vary in butterfat from non-fat to heavy cream. Enjoy the creamy yogurts from the cup or one that you can simply drink with the best of culture without artificial thickeners or additives. We don't have sour cream. We do have creme fraiche. Butter is better when you can choose cinnamon toast to spread on bread or pancakes. And since we scream for ice cream any time of year, you'll love our 16% butterfat. Do you remember getting bottled milk delivered, opening it to find the cream on the top? That is how you'll find our sweet-tasting cream-lined milk. I'll hand it to you, Sal, or milk may get past your eyes. But certainly not homogenized. Ronnie Brook Farms, where cows always seem to be in a good mood. Check us out at www.ronniebrook.com.
Yes, people, I guess I'm going to have a glass of milk as well. So, anyway, okay, so I'm going to sign off here. Wherever you have a great day, evening, morning, and enjoy whatever day that you do have, and hope the weather is fine where you are. And, yeah, until next time, I have no idea what I'm doing next, but it'll be soon. So have a great day. Wait a minute, gotta find. There it is. Okay.